This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, Rabbi. So I want to share with you a brief Dvar Halacha, which is relevant to Rosh Hashanah, Haba Aleinu L'Toiva. So probably the most well-known song in Judaism is Dip the apple in the honey. Now, I like to say, the more well-known something is, the more erroneous it is. Yeah, exactly. That's also...
erroneous.
Okay. The more well-known something is, the more erroneous it is. Why is that? Because definitely you should dip the apple in the honey, but you should not be making a bracha loud and clear. Why not? Isn't it a good idea always to make a bracha loud and clear? Well, the Rama writes in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Gimel that there are those who have accustomed to eat an apple, a sweet apple, in honey, and they say, Tischadesh Aleinu Shana Mesuka. Now, the Mechaber says, Yehei Adam Raga Lecha Barash Hashana. The Mechaber adds that there's a person should accustom themselves to eat on Rosh Hashanah tamri, dates, yitamu soinenu, and the Rama says some people eat rimainim, and they say narba zchiyas kerimain. Now, by the way, when you dip the apple in the honey, if you're going to make a bracha on the apple, it patters the honey because the honey is tafel. And if you're going to make the bracha on the apple, you can make the bracha even after you wash because it's a fruit and it's not connected to the meal. So why do I say you should not make a bracha loud and clear? And the answer is because Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach writes in the Shalmei Moyed on page Chavtes and the Halicha Shloimoy, page Yod Beis through Yod Aled, because if you're going to be eating a date and you're going to be eating a rimain, now all of these things are Shivas Haminim. And what's the halacha when you have a bunch of fruits? You have a date, you have a rimain, you have an apple. Which one do you make a bracha on? The Shivas Haminim. And therefore, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach, it is not correct to make the bracha on the apple. It's wrong. So make the bracha on the Shivas Haminim. Is that one of the seven? The song, dip the apple in the honey, make a bracha loud and clear. So you have to read the song like this. Dip the apple in the honey. Chesurei mechsura, bachi ketani. And of course, beforehand, you've already eaten a date. Make a bracha loud and clear, going back to the beginning. Lashana toiva, and it could be the beginning of the new year. We want to be merames to the inyan of learning Gemara, of chesurei mechsura, bachi ketani. After all, the Chidush Harim had another siman that he did on Rosh Hashanah. One of the Siman of Chidush Harim would do on the night of Rosh Hashanah is he would open up a Gemara and learn Gemara. He said, what are you doing? He said, it should be a Siman that I should learn Gemara this year. That's also a good Siman. So the bracha should be made on the Shivas Haminim. Now, let me add, if you have a choice, should you do it on the date or the pomegranate? Which one should you make it on?
Which one comes first?
Well, you know, Eretz Chita Usa'ira Gefen Te'ena Verimain. So Te'ena is number 4, Rimon is number 5, Eretz, Zeis, Shemen, that's Aleph, Udvash. So the date is the second of the second Eretz, and the Te'ena is the fourth of the first Eretz. So the second of the second goes before the fourth of the first.
Right, because it's the second.
Yeah, number 2. In other words, if 2 of 1 and 2 of 2, 2 of 1 would go first, but... it's whichever one is closest to the word Eretz. So the order would be date, remine, and then the apple. But here's the... so you'll say make it on the date. Now let me just warn you, you have to be very careful about eating dates. Dates have to be checked. Dates could have worms in them. So you could go to one of these kashrus sites, OU, or the Vada of Five Towns, or whichever site you trust. And they'll show you how to check. After you see it, you'll realize you have absolutely no idea what you're looking for, and you probably have no idea how to do it, and you won't buy it. But that's a separate discussion. No, but the truth is, dates are often infested. I can't tell you about this season. So I don't recommend making the bracha on the date or even eating it. But you're going to have a remain. And since we have a lot of Torah about the remain anyway, you know, it's always a good... so you should really make the bracha on the rimain and pater the apple. Now, what if you just can't get over the fact that this minog Yisrael of making the bracha loud and clear on the apple, there's no way they're going to let you get around that. They're going to think, you know, it's conservative Judaism. What kind of shir do you go to? You shouldn't make the bracha on the apple. Yeah, it's heretical. If you cannot pull off following the halacha, then Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, that if you basically do not bring the rimon out to the table until after you make the bracha on the apple, and have in mind when you make the bracha on the apple, on the Shavas Aminim, that you're going to bring out after. Now, it's very interesting. You would think, I don't know, there's some kind of Kabbalistic reason to make the bracha on the apple. The Kaf HaChaim, you know, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim, so he says, V'zehu seder hanocha in l'bakoshas rachmim shalzu halayla. Bein al pipshad, bein al pisoid. Koidam kol yivarech boyri pri ha'itz al hatmarim. Use the date. Shehu masoik l'simen toiv. And it's mimin zayin. So there's no Kabbalistic. The Kabbalah is as well to make the bracha on the date. By the way, it's also brought down that in the luach of Rabbi Chiel Michal Tukachinsky, this halacha of making the bracha on the date or the pomegranate is also the psak of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. Then the Kaf HaChaim says, you know, he sort of justifies those who make the bracha on the apple. He says, that in the Torah it talks about making the bracha on the apple, and the Maril talks about making the bracha on the apple. That it could be because they didn't yet bring out the Shivas Haminim. Okay, but technically speaking, the correct halacha would be to bring out the Shivas Haminim and to make the bracha on the Shivas Haminim. By the way, the Ben Ish Chai also writes, Yehi Raga Lech Roshana B'Shtei Aleilois. Say there's that. Tchila Temarim. First, make the bracha on the date. And, by the way, Rabbi Avadya Yosef also concurs that the night of Rosh Hashanah, the correct procedure is make the bracha on the Shivas Haminim. Okay, Rabbi Yosef? We'll break over here. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.